We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
One way.
Hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music. Thank you.
sustain me through your power when you carry me in your arms. How can I doubt when you came here to give me life and you gave yourself as a sacrifice? So when at Calvary, Jesus, you died, how can I doubt? Lord, I just can't doubt.
Just the time I feel that I've been caught in the mire of self. Just the time I feel my mind's been bought by worldly wealth. That's when the breeze begins to blow. I know the Spirit's call, and all my worldly wanderings just melt into His love. Oh, I want to know You more. Deep within my soul, I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You. To feel Your heart and know Your mind. Looking in Your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You. Ordinarily lose life and song. My heart begins to bleed. Sensitivity to Him is gone. I've run the race but set my own pace and face a shattered soul. Gentle arms of Jesus warm my hunger to behold. Oh, I want to know You more. Deep within my soul, I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You. To feel Your heart and know Your mind. Looking in Your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You. And I would give my final breath to know You in Your death and resurrection. Oh, I want to know. To know you more. Oh.
and if onlys, as we settle in the valley of regret. A hopeless situation has no consolation, and it seems that giving up is all that's left. But we must take God at His word and have the faith to trust the Lord, knowing that He's not finished yet. What if we really believed that God would meet our every need, and nothing is impossible with Him? But what if, when we stand before our Maker, instead of hearing you've been faithful, as we give account for every word and deed? He says, child, I had so much in store. If only you had trusted more. It only takes the faith of a mustard seed. What if only you
to do far more than all that I can even think to ask. And when I must surrender, it's time to remember His plans are bigger than my mind can grasp. But I'll never know what God will
with Him.
But what if,
when we stand before our Maker, instead of hearing you've been faithful, as we give account for every word and deed, in store, if only you had trusted more. It only takes the faith of a mustard seed. What if only you believed?
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
He was born in a stable, in a borrowed manger. He borrowed a lunch to feed a lot of strangers. Borrowed a colt to ride into town on. He borrowed a tomb, but he wouldn't need it long.
And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on
on the auction block of sin. This world had turned me down, and Satan had told me, you're nothing but hellbound. He said, you're never gonna win, your soul's forever lost. But then I heard how Jesus paid it all on that old rugged cross.
With heavenly hue and frame the worlds with his great mind.
There is a God.
The prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word.
There is a God.
Within his hand, though men may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand.
There is a God, he is alive, in him we live, and we survive,
from dust our God. To give, that he from sin might set men free, and evermore with him could live.
There is a God,
he is alive,
in him we live,
and we survive
from
the star God, created man.
though the path seems hard and the ground looks rough, the land seems so barren and you feel like giving up. The obstacles keep coming, it seems there's no way through. Remember, God is faithful, He says, I will go.
Clouds may hide the sun. God has called us forward, and He will be enough. Though the tears keep coming, and they drive you to your knees, remember God is faithful. Just believe and you will see.
Thank you. luce che tu dai.
I pray we'll find your light.
Nel cuore resterà.
And hold it in our hearts.
A ricordarci che.
When stars go out each night.
L'eterna stella se.
Us faith, so we'll be saved.
Sul gran mondo senza più violenza, un mondo di giustizia, di speranza. Ognuno di la mano al suo vicino, simbolo di pace.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Each day that I live, He gives more than I need. I could never describe His goodness to me. You ask how I make it day after day. There's only one thing I can say.
It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed. Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed.
All that I need, I find at His feet. When I'm hungry, He feeds me with manna so sweet. When my soul is weary, He gives peace and rest. All I can say is I'm blessed. And I've had my share of sunshine and rain. Days filled with laughter, nights filled with pain. But with every mile that I've traveled this way, the journey gets sweeter each day.
It's been a long time. The scene was changed, no earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside a tideless sea. The light of God was on its street, and the gates were open wide. And all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of a moon or the stars by night, nor the sun to shine a light. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was a new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for the night.
Some glad tomorrow when we lay these heavy burdens down
in this lonesome valley.
In this lonesome valley,
no more to roam.
No more to roam. Having labored on through joy and sorrow, hoping to receive a robe and crown.
It will all be glory.
It will all be joy in that sweet home, that happy home.
In the beautiful city.
In the beautiful city
of the sweet forest.
Some happy day
where the river of life.
Where the river upon the beauty
that fades not ever,
fades not away,
and happy will be,
and happy will be while the ages fly. Many precious loved ones will be waiting just across the river deep and wide.
In this lonesome valley,
in this lonesome vale,
no more to roam,
no more to roam. Through eternity, no separating, every heart will then be satisfied.
It will all be glory.
It will all be joy in that sweet home, that happy home.
In the beautiful city.
In the beautiful city
of the sweet forest.
Some happy day
where the river of life.
Where the river of life
goes ebbing by.
Goes ebbing by.
We'll look upon the beauty.
Look upon the beauty
that fades no
not away,
and happy will be,
and happy will be while the ages fly. In the beautiful city of the sweet forever, where the river of life goes ebbing by, we'll look upon the beauty that fades no never.
And happy will be,
and happy will be while the ages fly.
And happy will be,
and happy will be while the ages fly.
Precious Redeemer.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, Two New Mission Trucks. Psalm 68 verse 19 says, Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. As my wife, Kathy, and I were graduating from Andrews University, we received a call to go to Zambia to serve at Rusanga Secondary School. At that time, it was the largest Adventist boarding academy with about 1,000 students. We were told that we needed to bring a pickup and that to get it in duty-free, we needed to own it for 6 months before we left the United States. We sent a communication back to the General Conference asking what kind of pickup we should buy. We waited and waited for reply, but we didn't hear back. Finally, I went out and bought a brand new 1973 maroon and white half-ton GMC pickup. Then I sent a message to the General Conference telling them that I had bought a truck. We drove the beautiful new truck for 6 weeks to South Dakota, all across Nebraska and back. Then we got a reply from the General Conference. Nope, wrong kind of pickup. You cannot buy parts for it there. You need a Ford 3/4 ton with a stick shift, a 4-speed transmission, and a cover on the back. Oh no, we cannot afford this, I thought. I knew I couldn't resell the truck for the price I had paid for it. I would probably lose at least $8,000. So I prayed about it. I had gotten a little money for mileage from the conference, and when I deducted the amount I had spent for gas, I had a little cushion, but not much. We put an ad in the paper, and I put the wrong price in, $1,000 less than what I had to have. At 2 a.m., I got a call. I'll be there at 6 a.m. to buy the truck, the man said. At 6, he showed up and started writing out the check. That's the wrong price, I said. We need $1,000 more. He showed me the ad. And I said, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Okay, I'll take it anyway, he said. So we sold the pickup, and when we took into account the money that the conference had paid for my mileage, less gas, we hadn't lost any money. What a miracle! Can you imagine buying a vehicle and driving it for 6 weeks and not losing any money? We went out and bought another pickup truck. This time, a green and white 3/4 ton Ford with a 4-speed transmission. We even found a used shell for the back of it that matched the truck exactly. We were so excited. We drove it for about a month. Then we got a call from the General Conference. We're changing the location for where you're going. You are going to go to the Congo to work on a new project in the Kasai region. Your truck will not do any good there. You need to sell it. Okay, Lord, what's going on here? My wife and I said. We prayed about it and again put an ad in the paper. On Sunday morning, we got a call from a farmer in western Nebraska. He said, I'll give you what you're asking for your truck. I'm out in the wheat fields now, so if you bring the truck out here, I'll give you a check. I got in the truck and drove it out there. Kathy followed me in the car, and the man gave us a check. We were somewhat nervous about taking a check from someone we didn't know, but we were both farm kids once, and we trust farmers. The check was good, and again, we had not lost any money. We got exactly what we paid for the truck. Kathy and I were amazed at how God took care of us. A reflection associated with this story comes from Thoughts from the Mount of Blessings, page 101. If you will seek the Lord and be converted every day, if you will, of your own spiritual choice, be free and joyous in God, if with gladsome consent of heart to His gracious call you come wearing the yoke of Christ, the yoke of obedience and service, all your murmurings will be stilled, all your difficulties will be removed, all the perplexing problems that now confront you will be solved. Two New Mission Trucks was written by Elder Dwayne McKee, who is Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of how the Lord provided travel for me from Sydney to Brisbane one day. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Well, it wasn't exactly the 21st century, it was the 20th century back in 1973 Christmas. I was visiting my future parent-in-laws and staying at their place with my fiance and for Christmas at the end of 1973. And at that time, a few days after Christmas, my mother rang, who was living in Cairns, rang and asked if I could please come up and help her. She was not very well, and if I could come up and just give her a hand for a while. And so I looked at the amount of money that I have, and I had enough money to fly from Brisbane to Cairns, but not enough money to fly from Sydney to Cairns. And so I decided that I would hitchhike from Sydney to Brisbane and catch the plane. And so I organised my tickets to fly from Brisbane to Cairns. And my future parents-in-law offered to drive me from Sydney to just north of Newcastle, a distance of about 140 kilometres from where they lived, and put me on the outskirts of Newcastle so that on the main highway north, which would be a lot easier to get a lift. And back in those days, hitchhiking was quite common. Well, I stood on the edge of the road of the main highway there for quite some time. It was New Year's Eve, not a really good time to be hitchhiking. And I was praying that I would get a lift. No one seemed to be stopping. But then this car did stop. And the man reached across and opened the passenger door and said, where are you going, mate? And the way he slurred, I thought, oh, no, this man is drunk. and especially, you know, New Year's Eve, a time when people often drink excessively around this time. And I thought, oh, no, should I hop in or not? You know, but I'd been waiting there for more, well over an hour, and nobody else had stopped. And so I accepted the lift. And he was going up to a town called Nabiak, a couple of hundred kilometres north. And so I thought, well, that is at least getting me on the way. And as I talked to the man, I found that he actually wasn't drunk. He actually had a speech impediment. And he was separated from his wife. And this coming holiday was the opportunity that he had to spend time with his children. And he was going to his children. I hadn't been a Christian that long. I was a new Christian. And I talked to him about spiritual things, tried to encourage him about faith in God and the blessings of God, and spoke to him. And as he stopped then at the end of the journey, a couple of hours later, he dropped me off and he shook my hand. And as I shook my hand, I noticed he'd pressed something into my hand. I hopped out of the car and he drove off. And when I opened it up, I found that he'd pressed a $5 note into my hand. Now, I forgot to also mention, too, that when my parents-in-law dropped me off at the beginning of this journey, my fiancé had accompanied me, and had, as I'd hopped out of the car, she had given me a little envelope. And when I opened that envelope as well, there was $5 in it. So I now had $10, plus I had a couple of dollars of coins in my pocket. But that was all the money that I had for this journey. And as I stood on the side of the road in Nabiak hitchhiking, no one stopped to pick me up. And it got later and later and later. And it was now about 11 p.m. And I was getting tired. I was getting desperate. I was still hundreds of kilometres from Brisbane. And I wondered, how am I ever going to get to Brisbane to get catch the plane? And so opposite where I was standing was a hotel, and it was open. There were lots of patrons there. And so I went over to the hotel and walked in and walked up to the bar. And I thought, well, the next town is Taree. Maybe I could go there. And there's a station there in Taree, maybe I can catch a train now. Maybe I'll have enough money to actually catch a train. And so I asked at the bar, and they said, yes, have a talk to that man over there. And I went over and had a talk to this man. He said, yeah, sure, I'll give you a lift to Taree. And he said, just go outside and wait. There's an electrician's van there. So I waited another 15 minutes or so, and eventually he came out and hopped in, and he and another guy and his son, and I was able to get a lift to Taree Station. It was now, as I recall, nearly midnight. And so the station master, and back in those days, the railway stations were manned all the time, and I went up and I said to him, when's the next train to Brisbane? He said, it'll be arriving in about 6 minutes. I said, oh, how much is the fare? And he said, the fare from here is $12, which was exactly the money that I had. And so I was able to catch the train to Brisbane. When I got to Brisbane, I had a few cents left over, and the bus fare, as I recall, to the airport was 50 cents. And when I asked for a ticket, and I said, oh, it's lucky I've only got 50 cents left, the fellow actually gave me a couple of spare tickets. But I praise the Lord that God provided just the right amount of money that I needed for me, and the opportunity to get to Brisbane in time to catch my plane to go up to see my mother. God has so many ways that he can provide for our needs, and I praise the Lord for that. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Have a great day.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 142 is a contemplation of David when he was in the cave.
a plea for relief from tormentors. I cry out to the Lord as loudly as I can. I speak out to the Lord as I pray to him. I tell him all my troubles. I let him know what is worrying me. When I was heartsick and almost fainted, you knew what was happening to me. As I was going about my daily activities, they set a trap to catch me. Look at my right hand, where my helper should be, and there is no one there to support me. There is no one to give me solace. No one cares what will happen to me. So I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are the only one who will help me. You are the only one on whom I can depend. Please act quickly on my behalf, for I am in dire straits. Deliver me from my tormentors, for they are strong and I am weak. Rescue me from the prison that confines me, that I may rejoice in you, that the righteous shall give me comfort, seeing the good you have done for me.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.